Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I'm going to show you how you can create an absolute major all caps wow right before you meet with your prospect. And when I say meet, I mean physically as well as virtually, such as maybe a WebEx or a conference call, Skype. You guys get the picture. So to set up this week's quick tip, I have a quick story for you. My son, Nick, is in his second semester of college, and he's an intern in a really cool program. I say it's a really cool program because he is not even 19 years old, and he's in charge of a startup. Think about the experience that he's going to get from that. And one of the things he has to do in this whole experience of running his own business is he's going to have to do some sales, right? And I'm just absolutely amazed at the amount of appointments he's made, considering he has zero sales experience. I don't know, maybe some of my skills rubbed off on him. He's been listening in on my coaching calls and these podcasts and stuff like that or whatever. But he set up a good amount of appointments. Now, last week I noticed all over the dining room table, he had a whole mess of these like 10 by 13 envelopes that he was putting together like these kits. So I asked him, I mean, I'm an inquisitive type of dude, and I asked him really like what he was doing. I think I might have told him to clear the stuff the hell off the table, but while he was clearing it the hell off the table, I wanted to know what he was doing. And he was mentioning to me that he had these appointments coming up, and he was sending out these estimate packages. And I was thinking, well, why would you send out estimate packages if you're going to be going there to do the estimate or whatever it was? And the whole point of these packages, it's designed to create a level of comfort and familiarity before the meeting. Now, I'm not going to take you through everything that he's doing and that they're doing as a company, but I do want to give you some ideas of what you can do and how you could leverage this, because I do think it's a really cool idea. So, first of all, if you were thinking about doing something like this, again, sending along a package to just kind of create this level of comfort and familiarity before the appointment, well, first of all, you could start off with some basic information about your company. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, you know what, Castain, I was kind of with you, but why would you possibly give information away when that's your job and my job as sales professionals? Well, it certainly is our job. But part of our job is to create kind of a hunger, right, and an appetite, and give them a potato chip to create that hunger. So why not give them some basic information so that they're starting to think about you before you even get in the door? And again, your job is to create that hunger, give them the potato chip, and then you show up with the bag of potato chips. So that's the first thing. The second thing, now that first tip that I gave, you might have been like, yeah, I kind of heard that. Even though you're probably not doing it, I'll give you guys that, right? You're allowed to say Doug Castain, but the second one is where all of you are going to go silent, because I can pretty much tell you none of you are doing this. In that package, why not include your bio? Why would you possibly include your bio? Well, I mean, haven't we heard that people buy us first? People are going to buy you first before the company. So why not include your bio? And on that bio, you could have your photo. Your photo is very, very important, because we've all heard, you know, that whole name with the face thing or whatever it is. Why don't we start to create that familiarity? Now, there's some other things that you can do in the bio. And this is where you're going to say, oh my God, I think he's really goofing here. So I want you to stay with me, because there's kind of a method to this madness. In that bio, why not create some links to your LinkedIn profile? I know what you guys are thinking. Your Twitter profile, perhaps your blog. Now, I'm going to tell you why in a moment. Actually, I'm going to tell you how in a moment, because you're probably thinking, how in the hell could you possibly put a link on a physical sheet of paper? You actually can, and I'm going to tell you how you could do that in a moment. I know, I probably got you guys thinking, or you're thinking I'm drunk here or whatever it is. Who knows? Maybe both. You never know with me. But anyway, the reason why you want to give them some places to sort of check you out is because this is the way people are buying right now. It's not the total buying process, but it's a major part of the buying process. People want to be able to check us out safely from a distance, anonymously. They want to see a little bit more of you. They want to learn about you. This is all part of the building. You know, haven't we heard people do business with people they know, like, and trust? This is going to expedite it. Now, how would you do this? How could you possibly put a link on a physical sheet of paper? Well, the way that you can do it is you could create a vanity URL. So what you would do is you would go to a site which is absolutely free called tinyurl.com, and you would plug in maybe your LinkedIn URL, for example. And what you could do then is, instead of having this like ugly looking URL that nobody's going to remember and they certainly can't click on it, what you can do is, maybe in my case, I could have it tinyurl.com/castainli for LinkedIn. Or maybe if I want to get you to my blog, it might be tinyurl.com/castainblog. So that is a really cool way for you to do that. And again, it expedites that whole know, like, and trust thing. The other thing that you can do, this one you have to circle. It's important. You all know to do this, but a lot of us really fall short on this one. Include some testimonials. My preference is to put right on my bio sheet. I do it as a two-sided bio sheet, and I'm not going to take up the whole page on my bio, even though, I mean, I've been at this for 30 years. There's a lot I could write there. I really don't want to bore them with a lot of that kind of thing. I don't need to give them a War and Peace bio, but I would say my bio takes up about half the side of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And then what I do from the second half of that sheet all the way carrying through to the other side of the sheet of paper, I have testimonials. Testimonials are very, very important because they provide evidence. One thing that we all need to acknowledge right here and now is that people have a degree of doubt. They are skeptical for a variety of reasons. And what you want to do is help eliminate some of that doubt by including your testimonials. And when I say include testimonials, none of these BS testimonials that you guys have probably seen out there where it's like Jacob from New York. I mean, it could be anybody. I mean, to me, that reeks of BS. If you want to see testimonials, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com. Click on like the Hire Paul page. Click on the coaching page that I have. Click on the courses that I have. Those are legitimate testimonials where you see actual names and company names, where at any given time you guys could reach out to them and say, hey, did you work with Paul, and is he as good as I hope he is? So it's legit. It is real. Very important that you do that, but it's evidence. The other things that you can do as far as evidence, if maybe your company is rated with the Better Business Bureau, why not go and mention something like that prior to the appointment? See, because what this does, whether you're doing testimonials or the Better Business Bureau, hey, maybe just, again, one of those vanity URL links to like Yelp or something like that, it shows that you have nothing to hide. And transparency is a really, really important thing in building trust. The last thing that you can do in this attempt to wow people prior to meeting with them is, this one is huge, folks. How about something to show your prospect how to properly buy your product or service? Do you guys feel that sometimes people make the wrong decisions, especially if they don't go with you, that maybe really what they're doing is that they're just, I mean, they're looking at the wrong things, and maybe some consultant designed some really crazy bid criteria, whatever, or maybe they're just going for the lowest price. They're getting three bids or whatever it is. So what you can do is you could create just a little informational sheet of paper. And what I would recommend that you do is use a title like, you ready for this? What every blank should know about blank. So what I could do in my case, because you guys know what I do sales training and coaching and things like that. So what I could do is I could put together something like, what every vice president should know about hiring a sales trainer. What every sales rep should know about hiring a sales coach. And do you see what I'm saying? So what you do then in that piece, it doesn't have to be War and Peace. Again, just make it nice and brief. But what you could do in there is show them the things that they need to be asking the other people that follow you. Now, what this does when you do things like this is it leaves a landmine for everybody who follows you. It educates them how to make a better buying decision. And it also sets the rules of engagement in a way that you can win. Now, you don't have to go and do what every blank should know about blank. You could do something like three things you must know about buying widgets, whatever. But here's the bottom line, folks. If you make a move like this and put something like this in that package that we're talking about, It establishes your authority. It establishes your expertise. And remember, it sets the rules of engagement. So there you have it, folks. Maybe a little bit lengthy today for a quick tip, but four really easy ways for you to wow and create that wow right before your appointments. I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we create courses and offer one-on-one coaching to help you sell more. Now, to learn how we might work together, imagine that, you and I working together. You listen to my podcast, you listen to these quick tips. I mean, imagine the possibility of us working together. If you would like to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/hire_Paul. And to learn more about the upcoming webinar that we have, 40 ways to warm up your cold calls, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/warmcalls. Go get them, folks.